I'm Jeff Heisner with the Michigan District, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we're talking to David Meyer, of course, the former president of the Michigan District, and now he's got a new venture and ministry that he's involved in called Mission Partners Platform. David, first off, I think everyone wants to know how you and Pat are doing right now.
Yeah, Pat and I are doing well. I mean, every day is new, and we're very thankful for a continued life. We love our church. I'm also serving a small mission church up in the Arcadia and Benzonia area, along with Bob Newton, and are just thankful for those experiences. As of late, you know, certainly listening to a lot of discussions, maybe contributing somewhat to what's going on with Concordia University, Ann Arbor, and Wisconsin as well.
Yeah, obviously. And we'll get to that in just 1 second here. But want to talk about that Mission Partners platform. Tell us what this is all about.
Well, the name really says a lot, Jeff. Mission Partners and Platform. So mission. We want to be about what God wants his people to be about, and that's mission. Why do I say that? I think we've really lost the concentration and the understanding of why God has placed us here. And from Jesus' first sermon, and we hear right after the Beatitudes, you are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world. That's even before Jesus says that about himself, that he wants his people that know Jesus, covered by the love of the Father and the righteousness of our Lord, to be lights to the world and to be efficient at being able to talk about our Lord and his word, always speak the truth in love. So that's mission. You get to the end of that gospel in Matthew and it's go ye therefore, all of you. And what a wonderful, wonderful gospel message that is, and an encouragement for us all. Get to the book of Acts. And, you know, Peter is full of the Holy Spirit. And then he uses that quotation from Joel where he's talking about, you know, this is the fulfillment of what was prophesied by Joel. You know, your young men and young women are going to prophesy. They're going to speak forth the word of God. The old men will dream dreams and have visions and so forth. This is that fulfillment of the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father being poured out upon his people so that they're all equipped to go and speak and be able to share the word of God. I'm not talking about the pastoral ministry at all. I am talking about what the Father had promised, obviously from Joel. We can find the promise of the Father in Luke 24, Acts 1, Acts 2, and see the fulfillment in the rest of what takes place in Acts. So that's mission. Partners, you know what? You get a lot more done together. And working together across the country, the nation, the world, certainly the district, but doing this together. And what do people, what missional ministries are people involved in? What missional resources have people written or produced that could be shared? And that's what the platform is all about. So platform, think Amazon, except significantly smaller, but finding everything missional in one place. And that's really the Concordia market that is the publishing arm and resource arm of Mission Partners Platform. And I'm very thankful for what I've learned and for what I'm a part of, and love talking about it.
Yeah, so Mission Partners Platform, kind of the overarching theme, and then you've got the Concordia market, which is just underneath that. And that's the distribution arm where you can find those resources. One of those I want to talk about is GodWorks. And I know you put a ton of work into that. Tell us what GodWorks is all about.
Well, Jeff, you know, I'm very thankful that you could actually be a part of its beginning. You were such a great help to us. This is about original content for Concordia Market and Mission Partners Platform. So it's from MPP, Mission Partners Platform, original content. So for instance, over the last 8 months, we were asked to produce some brochures about topics that are hot topics for the church today. Grandparents talk to us about this, parents do. How do we talk to our kids, or they have friends that are gay, or they're gender confused, or there's the LGBTQIA+, and probably could add more letters now. God loves all people. God loves sinners. And I'm thankful for that. How can we engage in conversations, not forsaking our Lord or his word, but doing that in a loving way, speaking the truth in love? So these pamphlets are meant to help do that. The series is called the TLC series. That's Truthful Loving Conversations. Can also be found at the Concordia Market site. That'll be original materials under GodWorks. So that was one thing that we produced. So we've got that. There's an introductory pamphlet. There's something on Islam. There's something on the LGBTQIA movement, gender, the confusions that lie there, racism. And we are adding very quickly something that's going to be on immigration. Politics will be another one, especially the season that we're coming into. How can we maintain our faith and encourage loving responses? And then finally, also, you know, as we've been getting around and talking to people, just worship and styles, there is concern that we are losing our witness because we're known more about our battles rather than what we're really for, and for people, for God's love, and certainly for the truth of God's word. So that's one part of God's work. Another big part is we're continuing to do some video series. The first one was with Bob Newton and Jeff Clough. Very excited about that. It can be used for a Bible study, maybe small groups, or just your own personal growth. Comparing Jesus, how he was received by the Jews and the Gentiles in the Gospels, then you switch over to Acts, and how was Jesus received and proclaimed by the early Christian church, and what did that look like? And I tell you what, that's incredibly informative and really helped me grow in my faith as well.
So I want to encourage listeners, make sure to check out the show notes because we're going to have links to both Mission Partners Platform, Concordia Market, GodWorks, and everything that you can find there. Now, Mission Partners Platform is going to be sponsoring the prayer and praise gatherings across the state coming up this week of June 5th and 6th. Why did you guys feel the need to get involved? Because this is pretty important, isn't it?
It is very important. You know, if you're in the Michigan district, and certainly formerly, I would think in the Indiana district, know many people there, the Ohio district, English district. These are districts that came together, you know, 14 years ago to really support, even financially, the university to make a resurgence. And by the grace of God, with the help of Concordia University, Wisconsin, CUW, President Pat Ferry, what took place was nothing short of miraculous. Continue to hear that as you go around Synod. It's a great school. It's a place where many workers across the nation in the Synod received their start, first as a junior college, or maybe they were able to go through on the four-year level. I was the first class that graduated on the four-year level. And it's a place where theology, understanding of the scriptures, worship, honest discussion just grew and was encouraged, and it blessed all of us. I can remember many years ago asking how many people, when I was a DP and at the council, how many of you came through Ann Arbor? Two-thirds of the council stood up, which is amazing to me. So it's always had a great influence. It hit some hard times. God blessed it richly. And right now, as it's facing, you know, phenomenal challenges, probably greater than before, it's a matter of saying, what can help? God can help. And so as we come before the Lord, as we look at the example of the early Christian church, when they were facing difficulties, when they were facing just bad things, persecution, the example was they got together and prayed, trusted in the Lord. We see them worshiping together, and we wanted to emulate the same. That's happened before, and now's another opportunity.
Yeah, these gatherings too for CUNA, the prayer and praise gatherings. What can people expect from them?
Exactly what it says: prayer and praise. I am so grateful to a good friend and Peter Prochnow. He's just a brilliant musician. And his heart is sold out for the Lord and also for missions. And this is a man that has been a huge part of the hymnal project that's on the Michigan District website. He is known for his professionalism and heart for the Lord across the country in both church circles and non-church. He is highly respected for his gifts and talents. But what you can expect is times of prayer, times of scripture reading, times of reflection, and then just to sing. The fatal flaw of mankind, Paul says in Romans 1:18 and following, is that mankind fails to worship God as God. We have a conscience. We know that there's a higher being. If you are a child of God, you know it's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're called to worship. And what a blessing that is. So to gather together, to pray, to praise, to give thanks, to meditate upon the word of God as it's read, I can't think of a better way to seek God's blessing upon what's taking place at CUAA and CUW.
So these gatherings, we're going to have three of them coming up here on the through the 5th and the 6th, Battle Creek, Ann Arbor, Grand Blanc. Check out the show notes. We'll have the times. We'll also have the links to the live stream. So make sure you check those out. And check out the prayer and praise. Go down there. There, you've got some that are in your area. Go check it out for sure.
No, Jeff, I just want to mention that's Faith in Battle Creek. No, that's St. Mark in Battle Creek. St. Mark in Battle Creek, excuse me. ULC University Lutheran Chapel in Ann Arbor, and then Faith Grand Blanc. And I'm sure you'll have this in the notes, but I know St. Mark Battle Creek is June 5th, and that's going to be Wednesday from 4 to 8 p.m. It's not going to be a solid 24 hours here like we've done in the past. The next one will be in Ann Arbor at University Lutheran Chapel. I know that's 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then Faith Grand Blanc that will end that. And that's going to begin at 1 p.m. and end at 4 p.m. And these are all mighty opportunities. And I pray people do take advantage of them.
So I know we kind of talked about this already, but Concordia, Ann Arbor is a place that is very near to your heart, very near to your family's heart, right? What do you want people to know about Concordia?
Well, I tell you what, I think Concordias, at least they were the crown jewel of our synod. I'm thankful that my grandpa that started the Lutheran Hour went to Bronxville, and I know he loved that place. Well, that's gone. And then Selma is gone, Portland is gone, and these are treasures that have been lost. And now there was a healthy university in Ann Arbor, and its continuance was questioned. I am still struggling with that. It's not even I don't get it even rationally. A lot is blamed on finances. Having looked at that, I must say I don't see it. But why is it precious? I went there. My brother went there before me. He's 4 years older than I. I was able to go there. I met my wife there, Pat. Grew in my faith there like crazy. I was the first class to go through on, they added the third year to the second year, the fourth year to the third year. So I graduated on the first class on the four-year level as a university. It saw some difficulties, but saw the Lord work and, through the people that I mentioned and CUW at that point in time. And it was amazing. And the blessing that it's brought the students, their parents and grandparents, and we've heard during this time, countless stories. How people came to know the Lord there. And although it seems to be a sticking point for some, but to have 100, I think it might be 22 baptisms there now, faithful professors, faithful campus pastors, faithful leaders there sharing Christ has been amazing. Anybody generally that comes there will say, spend any amount of time, there is something special and different here. And I pray that we can somehow see this continue. Last be the blessing that it was into the future it's going to keep going.
Yeah. Well, I got to say amen to that. Absolutely. David, thank you so much. I want to encourage everybody, check the show notes for more information, including details on the three different prayer and praise gatherings that are coming up. We'll have the links to the live stream there as well, and where they're all located and how you can participate. We'll also have the links to the Mission Partners platform, Concordia Market as well. I encourage you, check those out for sure. David, it's been so great catching up with you. It's always a pleasure.
It's always good to talk with you, Jeff. What a blessing you are wherever you have worked and are working. And may God continue to bless the Michigan District and under the leadership of President Davis.
Well, thank you. And this has been a great conversation and I absolutely appreciate it. So thank you for all you're doing. And also thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day. God bless.